Can I go back to a topic from last week? And I will do another couple of emails on this because I'm not shy of emails when it comes to bullying in the workplace. But it prompted a text from Sean Wren, who is, of course, out in beautiful sunny climes. Last time I checked, I think it was Tenerife. You haven't moved from Tenerife, Sean, no?
Oh, no, no. This is home now, Neil. No, we haven't moved.
Ah, yeah. I thought you'd be one of these island flitters, you know? You might have a villa on all three or something like that, no?
I'm lucky now to have a villa where I have a villa.
Okay.
But having said that, we are very fortunate to be resident here because we can go to any part of Spain, any of the islands by air, sea or plane. And we have, well, air is plane, isn't it?
You deserve it, though. You worked long and hard enough.
We get 75% discount, so it could cost maybe €20 for us to go return to Fuerteventura or any other island.
Get away.
We're rooted here.
But you know, because for years and years and years you had with your beautiful wife, Sue, Sean and Sue, the salon for close on 45 years. But talk to me about before all of that. Would you have had to serve your time?
Well, I was a born hairdresser, Neil, and at the time, way back in the 60s, male hairdressers were very few and far between, and we were all put into boxes. You know, and there was a woman's job and there was a man's job.
Yeah.
So I just went and I did a commercial course in the school, in the School of Commerce, it was called then, and I got a job in an office. But I didn't like that. So I met Susan and I did a course and we opened the salon. But my thing about bullying is not... In nothing to do with Sean and Sue salon, nothing to do with my working in Ireland. It's when I came here to Tenerife when I was 63. I was bored out of my tree after 6 weeks, and I said to Sue, I have to go and get a job. And you know, with the conversation last week regarding the bullying in the workplace in Cork at the moment, it was stated that it was usually people of a certain age.
And it was, well, it could be maybe, but it certainly seemed to be a problem within catering, for instance.
Within catering, yes. And I really think it can be bullying in any job. If there's a bully there and if they see a vulnerable person or a person of a certain age who was used to saying, yes, sir, three bags full, they will pick on that person, particularly if that person is doing a better job than they themselves are doing.
Okay.
And they don't like, understand me?
Yeah, so here you are in your 60s and you decide to go back to work in Spain. What happened?
Yes. Well, I went for an interview after 43 years being interviewing. I went for an interview and I did say, you know, it was a hair salon. And I said, I've got nothing to offer. I don't have any clients. I've had a very successful business in Ireland. And I told her what we did and what we didn't do and the fashion work we did.
Yeah.
And she said, fine. She said, but, you know, without a clientele, no money comes in. I said, of course. I said, but I'm willing to come and build up a clientele. So I went to this particular salon in Los Cristianos, and I was the boy, I was the gopher, I was the washer-upper,
yeah.
I was the shampooist. But I had to, and I would take the overflow. If somebody came in without an appointment, they'd say, Sean, you know, you can do that. So within a very short period of time, I built up quite a big clientele. And my co-workers, I would have two done while they're still doing one. And an atmosphere happened, and one of my co-workers said to me, listen to me, you know, you want to slow down. And I said, pardon? And she said, you want to slow down. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to, you know, take our jobs or put us to shame? I said, no. I said, this is how I've always worked. And that evening I came home and I got a phone call from the proprietress, who was also a hairdresser. And she said, Sean, I'd like you to come in early in the morning. She said, I have something to discuss with you. So I said, yes. Now, there was an atmosphere building up, and I felt, let's say, if there was a six, we use close at six, if there was a 5:15 appointment, they'd say, Sean, you can do that. And I was building up a clientele, so I took it.
Yeah.
But I was biding my time, to be truthful. So I went in, she asked me to come in at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I went in at 8:30 in the morning. She said, Sean, we were discussing you yesterday, because I was off that day. I said, who? She said, the staff and I. And we really feel, you know, that you'll have to slow down. I said, pardon? She said, you're working too fast. You're not giving the clients the time they deserve. And we've all agreed, you know, that you slow down or else. I said, or else what?
Can I just ask you a question now? Because this is important. This person who brought you in, were they the manager of the business or did they own the business?
She was the owner, a working owner.
Okay.
A working owner.
Asking you to slow down your work.
Yeah. So, exactly. So I said to her, I said, you know, I said, I've run a business for 43 years. And I said, I've often requested my staff to do something. I said, and it certainly would not be to slow down. I said, it might be to speed up. And I said, it's like this now. I said, you maintain that I'm not giving the clients the time that they deserve. And I said, whose opinion is that? Oh, she said, that's our opinion. I said, did any client come back dissatisfied and say that, oh, he rushed me. He made a hames in my hair. He rushed me. I was no sooner in when I was no sooner back out again. No, she said. But I said, we all work together. We can all hear conversations. I said, how many times have you heard people say, my God, I can't believe I have an hour now to go shopping. I'm usually in here 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, if you don't like listening to that. I said, as well as that, if I do two to your one, I said, that's double money for you. And of course, I said, double commission for me. So I said, I can't work in this atmosphere if I'm going to be bullied into slowing down, doing something that I've never done in my life. And I have absolutely no intentions of doing it now. And no, it's not like that. I said, how many times have people come in here to the reception and said, is there an Irish man working here? Can I have him to do my hair, please? And I said, and they've come back. And I've built up quite a large clientele here for you. But I said, if that's your attitude, I'm out of here. Oh, no, I don't mean like that. Well, I said, let me work the way I want to work. And I said, tell your staff, I said, to mind their own business and to speed up. So my point is...
What happened next? No, hang on a second, because it sounds like there's so many things. Like, firstly, they didn't know the caliber that they were dealing with in the shape of your good self. I mean, God almighty, one of the most fantastic hair salons for a decade. Like, you were the man, you know? So they knew nothing about that. So then they're working alongside you and they become jealous, right? Because you're showing them up, right? Who is this guy?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then, of course, they gang up against you, a bunch of bullies trying to get rid of you. And, of course, there might be a bit of ageism going on. But after you... fought your corner. What happened next?
Well, you see, as well as, let's say, not knowing my work, they did. I mean, you know, very few people know the other side of me, Neil. I'm not all nicey-nicey. You know? I have a side that you just would not want to see. And if somebody brings that out to me, that's it. It's end of story. Anyway, okay. Then
I consider myself warned.
we worked along together, and I was doing fine. As I said, I was happy with the clients and very nice interaction with them. I only worked 3 days a week, which suits me fine. And then she called me again another day, and she said, Sean, she said, there's a friend of mine, and she has a hair salon. But she's not a hairdresser, she's a beautician and she works with hairdressers. And one of her hairdressers is getting married and they're looking for a replacement while she goes on honeymoon. So we're thinking of sending you there. Would you mind? Well, I said, no. To tell you the truth, Neil, I would have been delighted to get out of it and see, get the feel of another
okay.
salon.
Yeah.
Because when you're working on your own, I mean, as an owner for 43 years, okay, we went to London, we kept up with the times, we were ahead of the times. But I wanted to prove to myself that in my retirement, I still had it. I could still start afresh and build up a clientele for my own.
Was the money good? Were there tips in it? I mean, it was from the point of view. You said you were bored. You wanted to go back to work, but what did it pay you?
Well, I tell you, my starting wage without any clients was €4 an hour.
Oh my God! Is that that's not the norm, is it?
Well, that was, 15 years ago, Neil. You know, I think well, it might be €9 an hour now. But the tips were good. And when I built up a clientele, then let's say the commission would have been good. But anyway, I went to this other place, which was a 10-minute drive away from where I was. And I got on well there. And like that now, there was just one other hairdresser there. And she was another slow coach, another two, my two to her one. And I used to do her shampooing for her, because in the Sean and Sue salon, there was no such thing. That's not my job. We worked as a team. And if there was one person doing nothing and somebody came in for a colour, we'd say, will you put on the colour? And I'll do the rest.
But there's never a complaint, say, because you're, okay, you're very, very highly skilled. I'm not taking that for a moment, but you're twice as fast as the other stylists. But from the point of view of maybe a customer or a woman who's having, isn't it a bit of, it's a morning out for them, isn't it? They want value for money. They're not in any particular rush because it's kind of like, it's an event, isn't it, going to the hair salon?
Oh, no, Neil, don't get me wrong.
They want the Brown Thomas treatment, not the Aldi. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait, I do exactly what you're saying. But they also want, they don't want to be, let's say, somebody standing over them for 10 minutes pulling at the hair, fiddling with the hair and shaking it around when they know exactly what they want. They might bring in a photograph and say, can I have that? And then you know where you're going.
But they want a bit of, maybe they're saying they want more
pampering.
Yes,
but and I would give them pampering and I would listen to them, but I wouldn't stop and chat. I'd work and chat.
Yeah.
The others would stop and chat, and they'd hold the blow dryer up in the air and chatting away.
Because if I had a business, I'd want all versions of Sean Wren, not the other workers. I want you, because I want to maximise profits, you know, and get people to come back.
Exactly. And that's because I was a business person, and that's why I also wanted from people.
Yeah.
But anyway, as I said, there was a slow coach in this new place. I went there, and at the end of the week, the owner said to me, would you consider coming here full time and leaving the other? She was friends with the other. I said, I would actually. I said, cause, you know, I like it here. So she said, okay. And she said, because the first couple of days when I was doing your tots, your tote at the end of the day, she said, this must be a mistake. And I said, no, I said, that's not a mistake. But she said, nobody ever brought that money in a day.
Yeah, she hadn't met Speedy Gonzalez.
but I said, you know, and as well as that, if I had somebody coming in and a man would come to the door and say, can I have a haircut, please? And I said, of course you can. And the owner said to me, Sean, no, you can't. And I said, why can't I? She said, because you have so-and-so coming in 10 minutes. I said, this man is looking for a haircut. I said, I'd have the haircut done in 10 minutes. And she just said, oh, look, I leave you to it. I will leave you to it. I think you know what you're doing.
And
this other slow coach, did a colour one day and I was free, so she just threw the dirty colour dish in the sink and I rinsed it out and as best I could, and I just kind of turned it upside down, and she said to me, aren't you going to dry that? I said, for what? She said, aren't you going to dry that? I said, did I use that? No, she said no. Well, I said, listen to me. I said, if you want to dry that, now here you are. And I just handed it out. I said, no. I said, you go and you dry it yourself. And in the future, you wash it yourself as well.
Well, okay? Capable. Well able to stand up for yourself. Fight your corner. All right.
Well, let's face it. I was years older than them, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I stayed there and I got, I eventually was taking 50% of what I brought in. So if I brought in 1,000, 500 was mine. I didn't have to pay for the colour. I didn't have to pay for anything. It was
you
just
got 50% of everything you did. Wow.
Everything I took in, yeah.
With no outgoings, apart from your labour and your talent.
I didn't have to. No,
brilliant.
So the point now is I'm not blowing my own trumpet, but I was very good, and I'm still very good.
Yeah.
And I'd still be at it if my hips and my knees didn't give way.
Well, the hips don't lie, baby, and there comes a time, as the fella says.
Yes.
But stay well. Regards to Sue. That's Sean of Sean and Sue fame out in Tenerife.